It's continuing coverage of Appleton Parkersburg basketball with head coach Aaron Thomas. The Falcons defeat Hudson 67-18 here on the road on Friday night to move to 5-0 on the season. And, coach, this one pretty much from the start, you guys took control and didn't have to sweat this one out. Nice way to, you know, come down here and get another Central Division win, especially as you mentioned to me during the break after, you know, taking a couple of tough losses to these guys last year.
Yeah, I was really impressed with our guys, just their focus and intensity tonight. You know, they came in really ready to play. And, you know, I knew Hudson had a lot of news, so it wasn't 100%, and our guys did a very good job on the scouting report. I thought our defensive intensity and our rebounding was off the charts tonight. You know, we were up the passing lanes, really contained the ball well. And then I thought we moved it and shared it a lot better. You know, we started a little stagnant against that zone, but I thought really picked up and we got the ball moving, and it was just a really nice team win to get all 15 guys, 11 guys score. That was a fun night.
And to be able to have this as a bounce back after, you know, a win over Columbus on Tuesday night, I know that game kind of left a little bit to be desired, yeah. Right? What did you think of the response coming out from that Tuesday night game?
Good. I thought a big piece of it was just how hard we worked in practice. You know, we really got after it on Wednesday, and we had to go Thursday morning with the home wrestling meet last night, but our focus by our guys was really good, and that is, you know, I think it carried over. And, you know, being a little bit young, a little bit inexperienced, you know, we can't have bad practices, and those guys, I think, are learning that, and I just appreciate how hard they played for one another.
So, again, a huge win on the road here over Hudson tonight. You and I were talking how this is one of your biggest margins of victories in quite some time, at least a couple years, right? But how critical was it for you guys to continue to be playing hard? I mean, I know you were still coaching hard, yeah. You know, motivating guys all the way down through the stretch until you know, took those starters out there late.
Yeah, and even that, you know, no matter who goes in, we want them to play as hard as they can when they're in, because, you know, there's going to become a time, you know, those, you know, younger sophomores in there at the end, some junior, like when they get varsity minutes, like you got to take advantage of that. And I don't want them thinking that I don't expect them to play hard. So they're going to get coached just like the other groups, and they'll get better, and we'll keep moving forward. But I think that's how we've been able to have sustained success over a long period of time. Is just by the energy everybody goes in, knows what's expected of them.
All right, and this conversation, of course, airing on the Coach's Corner on Saturday morning here as well. So do want to ask you about that close win over Waterloo Columbus here back on Tuesday night. Again, a game where you were able to, you know, bounce back after trailing early, from what I understand.
Yeah, really struggled. They're at 4 points the first quarter. We gave up 15. They made some shots. We didn't guard real well. And then a great second quarter where we scored 23, kind of took control, but then a bad start to the second half, and they went on a 10-0 run, took the lead, you know, but we showed some good maturity down the stretch. We made plays and we got stops. So one thing with this group, we have been guarding consistently all year, and that was a key, but we just got to make sure, you know, we can't have those lulls. We can't have starts of games and starts of halves where we're that slow.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here with AP Boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas. It's continuing coverage of Appleton Parkersburg basketball with head boys coach Aaron Thomas. Once again, the Falcons defeat Hudson 67-18 here on Friday night in NICL Central action. You know, moves the Falcons to 5-0 on the season. And, again, five games, five wins, really all you can ask for, right? And you guys have been able to get it done in a variety of ways and a variety of situations, different kinds of games that you've had here early in the year so far.
Yeah, it has been a lot of different ways, you know, and to be 5-0 and like I said, learning, you know, some frustrations and some growing pains along the way. But, you know, today was our best game, and you just hope you keep getting better. And we got obviously a very big week coming up with D&H and South Harden, who's extremely talented and physical. So for us, we're as good as we could be right now. And you know, obviously we want to continue to improve, but to get to 5-0, you know, I know the guys were pretty excited and pretty together after the game, and that was great to see.
Last week I asked you about some of the guys that were seeing some, you know, extended varsity minutes here this year, guys such as Mason Ritter, Tyler Wedeking here in his freshman season, but some of your more experienced guys ended up kind of carrying you in the scoring tonight, yeah, with Benny Waller and Caleb Campbell here as well. Another 20-plus point game for Benny. I know he's going to be pretty much the go-to scorer here this season, as he was, you know, pretty much last year, especially when Gavin was out, yeah, last year as well.
Yeah, you know, those guys, you know, Benny and Caleb both scoring, and really happy for for Caleb. He's having a great senior year for us. And also, you know, Mason didn't get as much tonight, but they sat in the zone where we couldn't throw it in. But those three guys have carried us. And then it's been other guys along the way. Tyler Wedeking's had some very big games. And I think he's really getting comfortable and letting it come to him, figuring out, you know, best time to shoot, when to make the right plays, and done a good job. Preston Jansen shot it well. And then I think Sully and Trevin give us the toughness where they'll get some layups downhill, attack the basket. So from that standpoint, I like where we're at with our balance. We have multiple guys scoring. Yes, Benny's been kind of our leading scorer, you know, as far as that goes, but we've had a lot of guys pushing that double-figure mark.
Yeah, and then when it comes to next week, you had mentioned Dyke and Hartford coming to your place here on Tuesday. That's, of course, an experienced team that, at this point, they're a few plays from being undefeated.
Right.
Some really close losses that they've had, and then South Hardin to finish up the December portion of the schedule. So certainly a big week next week, and both of them are at home as well, so that's always nice.
Yeah, you know, anxious to get back home and only playing there once. But two tough games, tough teams coming, obviously, with the rivalry with D&H, their experience. And, you know, they got some guys out from football and whatnot. And so when you think the conference race, and our goal is always try to win the conference, be big to get this one on our home court with, you know, Costello and the big fella is out with his knee. But we're going to have to be ready to go. It'll be a battle without a doubt.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
Just a great crowd. You know, Hudson with a great gym. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with them this week. It's a tough week here at Hudson with the loss of a student. And I just thank all of our fans for coming out. It was a great atmosphere, and great to jump on them, and just the energy we played with was a lot of fun. Proud of our guys.
All right, that's AP Coach Aaron Thomas. Appreciate the time here tonight.
Thanks so much, J-Mo.
This has been coverage of Applinson Parkersburg basketball.